Doors are everyday objects, but they play a special role in life.
When one door shuts, another one opens. Being cautious, we keep a back door open for ourselves. When we've had enough of someone, we show them the door. When we have something private to discuss, we do it behind closed doors. We should sweep before our own door first. Sometimes we lock the stable door after the horse has run away.
Doors define spaces and guard them. They separate and they connect. They allow entrance and forbid it. They safeguard what lies behind them. But doors are also visiting cards and are often specially decorated. The ornamental motifs vary widely. Some doors have delicate carvings or metalwork, others are brightly painted. Some have figurative artwork, and some tell visitors what trade is carried on behind it. Some doors tell a story, like this door from the Batak people of Sumatra. Many of their doors are decorated with images of lizards, a symbol of fertility and wealth.
In a Batak creation myth, the granddaughter of the supreme deity ran away from the attentions of her uncle's son, who had the physical shape of a lizard. She climbed down a thread from the upper world into the middle world. The middle world consisted only of water, so her grandfather sent her a handful of soil, on which she settled. Once her amorous cousin agreed to change his shape, she agreed to marry him. The marriage was fertile, and the pair became the ancestors of all humanity. That's why, to this very day, the Batak have a saying, "A house without lizards is a house without happiness."
Have a look around and discover the stories behind other doors. Then, continue on to the second main area of the theme-based exhibition, Shaping the World. Through the doors, you'll find your way to living spaces, ways of living.